Stone Cold Steve Austin broke his neck in the middle of a match against Owen Hart, and it basically stopped his career. He did come back for a little while. He was more comic relief and didn't do a lot of physical stuff in the ring, but he did. He broke his neck. Kurt Angle, who's going to wrestle on Sunday with Ronda Rousey, a lot of people know her from MMA days, when he was going for the Olympic gold, he won the Olympic gold with a broken frickin' neck, is what he always says.
Yeah.
These guys are tremendous athletes. They have to learn the performance part of it. And that's where people like UCW Zero in Salt Lake City, WAR, the Wrestling Association of the Rockies, Epic Pro, also in Salt Lake City, these are the guys that are learning their craft, because it is a craft. And it can be extremely dangerous if you don't do it right, if you don't train properly. And if you've ever talked to anybody who's ever tried out or done just a little bit, they'll tell you it's one of the hardest things you've ever wanted to do. Taking what they call bumps, falling. They say the ring is like a trampoline. No, it has a little give to it, but it's on plywood, and it's got like a quarter inch of a little padding on there. A quarter inch, you fall on plywood that has a little bit of give, it's still going to hurt.
It's going to hurt pretty bad. And you can see it sometimes on the faces. Some real skill going into this. And like Bill's over there playing with his John Cena action figure. Should we have a John Cena action figure fight during the news?
I haven't had an action figure doll for decades. Well, it's kind of fun.
I'm excited about this. I'm adding this to my action figure collection.
I have like three shelves full at my house.
We'll have to do an entire show one day on your figure collection, because I know you've got Star Wars, got the Marvel comics.
DC is more my stuff.
DC
stuff.
Is your thing.
I love my DC stuff,
and they're more collectible. Too. Yeah, smart choice.
Uh-huh. But you know, by the way, you know, when I'm talking about these performers and the things that they do, it is something that, as a performer, if you've ever done any kind of performance at all, it gets into your blood. And the guys that just love the business, they're the ones that live it. They don't mind the 18-hour drive to the next city. They don't mind getting on a plane and traveling 350 days out of the year. It takes a real commitment by these guys.
Sure.
Martin Casals.
Yeah.
He's someplace every weekend. He works full-time.
Full-time job.
And he's also in Lucha Underground, has to take days off for that. And he'll go into Los Angeles and record a few shows of that. And their fourth season, by the way, is getting ready to start in May, I think it is.
Oh, really?
On the El Rey Network. Lucha Underground's great. Martin, he travels all over the country. He's performed in Mexico City. He's performed in Denver, Colorado. He's performed very all cool. over the Southwest, Las Vegas. And then he'll get a day where he'll go to UCW Zero and perform there for them, which they have about a monthly show. He is really a cool dude who gets a lot of publicity in the business. He was recently on a nationwide podcast performed by a guy named X-Pac, Sean Waltman. Remember him from X-Pac, and it was on his show. I think we even played a little cut from it because X-Pac had a bodily function that was heard on the air.
a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, so I just have a lot of respect for what they do. It is something that I've always appreciated, and even when I was a youngster, I always knew that nobody could jump off the top rope with their knee into somebody's skull without breaking somebody's skull wide open,
them, right?
Or having their knee just kind of go apart, you know. And me with my fake knee now that I have, it is a performance art that these guys that are performers, and if you've been on the stage, if you've been in a band, if you've enjoy public speaking, it gets in your blood.
Yeah,
like me with radio, I could do radio 24/7 if you gave me a chance.
It's the same with politics. You can see the same thing play out in so many ways, and that's why it's fun to kind of put a spotlight on this here today. Because again, it's an underappreciated art, I would call it, and it's something that, as you mentioned when we first started, you know, there are a lot of closet fans out there. It's something that people are almost afraid to admit that they like, which I don't get, because it's fun. It's again, an art. There's a lot of skill to it. And Dave's here to talk to us about it all. But
fast forward here tonight, WrestleMania 31 in front of over 76,000 people. And WrestleMania is not only available on pay-per-view, but in 177 countries on virtually any streaming device via the WWE Network.
Welcome back to KVN News for the People. I'm Jason Williams. It's The Intersection here on For the People, our weekly opportunity to step away from politics into the world of pop culture. So we invited Cool 103.9's Dave Denton into the studio, and he's here with us now. We're talking about WrestleMania, the 34th annual WrestleMania coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Dave, you mentioned that on top of the actual WrestleMania event, which is a one-day thing with a big week-long lead-up, there's a convention that goes on around this each year, and it's equally as huge, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely monstrous. Now, the WWE kind of stays away from something called WrestleCon. They'll have their own events going on. They have NXT TakeOver, which is their minor leagues. They'll do that on Saturday night. NXT is available only on the network, and it is really good, by the way. But WrestleCon itself takes place at the Sheraton there in Las Vegas, so it's not a small venue by any means. And then there will be over 200 wrestlers current, and also some of the old-timers there, like Ric Flair will be there, Jerry the King Lawler, some of the people that are very popular right now outside of the WWE, the Bullet Club, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Cody. By the way, the Young Bucks merchandise in the Bullet Club, they're some of the highest sold merchandise in the country.
Sure.
And they're not involved with the WWE. They're with ROH and New Japan. So ROH is having an event, Super Card of Honor. The WrestleCon itself has some of the smaller promotions like Evolve and Impact Wrestling, which is shown on Pop TV, along with
about that. Now that one's pretty popular in the ratings right
now. Yeah, it's doing pretty good. They've had some financial difficulties, but Friday night, have you ever watched Twitch TV or have you ever heard of Twitch TV?
Yeah, and I don't remember in relation to what.
Yeah, Twitch TV has their own cable.
Okay.
It's basically
so
a cable channel,
but
you can also go online to get it. And Impact Wrestling is going to co-promote a program with Lucha Underground that's shown on the El Rey Network. And they're going to have, their champion is Austin Aries, and he's going to be joined by Phoenix. They're going to tag team against Alberto El Patron and I think Pentagon Jr. Now, that's kind of a mixed one. There's going to be some matches that are just going to be Impact, a couple of other from the Lucha Underground.
Okay.
But if you listen to our last podcast, you heard me say more than once that if I ever got to go to a WrestleMania, I don't know if I could survive because I would want to be at WrestleCon at the same time.
Oh, and so you'd have to miss that.
Yeah.
At least that day, right?
Yeah, I would love to go to the Impact and the Lucha Underground. Then I'd love to go to ROH on Saturday night for their Super Card of Honor. And then go into WrestleMania, I'd be wrestled out. I'd be exhausted.
That would be, and so you could literally go spend more than a week.
Right.
Just immersing yourself in the world of wrestling and WrestleMania, and then wrap it all up with WrestleMania, and
it would be unreal. Now, by the way, on
that
Twitch
puts
TV,
the Comic Cons to shame.
Yeah,
three days.
Yeah, you could just and spend money, woo, baby. But if you're interested, Twitch TV, they have an Impact channel that's nothing but Impact Wrestling. They show old matches and current stuff, but they're going to have 30 hours of programming. That's going to be available on Twitch TV starting on Thursday. Now, some of it's going to be showing the autograph session. Some of it's going to be little special things. And then they're going to have all kinds of programming from there. The WWE, I mean, they're going to be all over it. The WrestleMania itself, their pre-show, the Super Bowl pre-show,
yeah,
2 hours long.
That is...
It is long. And then the WrestleMania itself will be 4 hours. And you're still coming over to my house, right?
Yeah.
And we asked Bill, but Bill went, you're not one of those closet fans, are you, Bill?
I'll have to check my calendar.
Now that he has the action figure, you may want
to... Yeah, he might be a John Cena fan. Yeah.
Could I bring my action figure?
You can bring your action figure.
Yeah, it's mandatory, actually.
Yeah, but...
And then there's post-game, too, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll do post-matches. And then, if you want to get set up for the next year, you have got to watch Monday Night Raw on the USA Network the following night. It is one of the craziest shows every year. The Monday night after Raw is nuts. That's where they kind of start new storylines. They bring in some of the newer people. They might be bringing people up from NXT.
I'd love to hear from our listeners on these. Don't be a closet fan.
Don't be.
Don't do it. Come out.
Happy Rusev Day, by the way. So. Chanting, yes, 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 yes. That's Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
He started that. The yes movement was what it's called. And I do have my yes movement here.
He has the towel. You can see a photo of it on our Facebook page.
And then I would imagine there will be pancakes.
Oh, okay.
With the New Day.
That took me a second.
Yeah, you had to come up with that one, didn't you? There's a tag team called the New Day. There are three friends that... they had booty-o cereal, and they said, what are you going to do to do be booty? And there's actually a book coming out about the New Day, more kind of fun about what's going on with that.
Man, Dave, that went by way too fast.
Yeah, it did.
We'll have to do this again. Absolutely. Get you back in studio. We can talk quickly before time runs out. I'm sure you'll be doing a Turnbuckle Trash recap of WrestleMania.
Early next week. Happy Rusev Day, by the way. Bill, happy Rusev Day.
Thank
Mitch
you, Dave.
Mitch in the corner. Happy Rusev Day.
Yeah, the sports guys should do wrestling,
they should
don't you
do
think?
That.
We'll work on it.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Emotions running sky high tonight on the road to WrestleMania.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. Thank you so much for all you have done. And this is, as I've said earlier, at least the start of the podcast, that this is the end of the season for the WWE. We'll have a new season coming up on Monday Night Raw. We're excited for that. Big special thanks to Geeks of the Industry for all they do for us, for Larry Jackson.
And MSR.
MSR, mm-hmm. For your website, for the Cashfly Radio Network, and for having you on For the People, KVNU. What a great interview that was.
And Jason's going to be coming over to watch WrestleMania on
what?
Sunday. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Wait, no. Yes, is your wife making Little Smokies?
Are you making Little Smokies?
I could.
I'm only coming over for wife's making. I don't care about you or Jason. I want your wife's Little Smokies are better than any Little Smokey, including Smokey the Bear.
I love Smokey Bear this much.
Perfect ball. Okay. A special thanks out to Teresa Denton, by the way, for allowing us to steal you away and to be able to do this and what we do. She's been a sweetheart through it all. A special thanks to our listeners. Thank you so much for all you guys do for us. We appreciate you tuning in each and every single week or every 2 weeks. And joining us on this wonderful, fantastic ride, which it's been WrestleMania 34, New Orleans, Louisiana, in the Superdome. Again, it's a 3:00 Mountain Time kickoff for the pre-show, 5:00 for the main event stuff. Hope you enjoy it, folks. We'll see you back Raw after WrestleMania. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson, a big thanks to Chris Evans, to Larry, to who?
Zane, you always forget.
Why do we
Zane?
Have to say Zane? I don't want to. Fine. A big thanks to that guy. And a big thanks to all of you. We will see you right after WrestleMania coming up. Turnbuckle Trash.
Especially that guy.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that? A flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Oh!
It's the Superdome.
Yeah.
Pitiful.
Started, I wanted to wish you a happy Rusev Day.
Oh, right. Way,
Bill, also, happy Rusev Day to you.
But I can't believe $35 for the Superdome.
I know.
It just got to be nosebleed.
That's going to be on Friday night. That's going to be shown on the WWE Network, which is only $9.99 a month. But wait, the first month is free. They always do that.
That's the pitch.
Yeah,
huh?
and if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you another channel.
Yeah, we can
into this, and like Bill's over there playing with his John Cena action figure. Should we have a John Cena action figure fight
had a
during
action
the news?
Figure doll for decades.
Well, this is
it's kind of fun.
I'm excited about this. I'm adding this to my action figure collection.
Well, I have like 3 shelves full at my house.
WrestleMania podcast. Every time I'm with you.
No pressure, man.
No pressure, man.
No pressure.
Only 200 people are listening to us.
That's
maybe
right.
Millions worldwide.
Who got to see that one? Not me.
No. Hulk Hogan holding that guy, Andre the Giant. Up.
That man was huge.
He was huge.
You don't like my
shut
pick,
up, Dave. Leave me alone.
A little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah. So,
Nakamura.
It's my job to say Shinsuke. It's your job to say Nakamura.
Okay.
Don't take away my job.
I would never do that. So do your job.
So in this match, it'll be Shinsuke
Nakamura
versus.
I mean, that man, he was so bad he scared himself, you know.